Transformed by Truth, the Liberating Power of God's Truth. Today we delve into the profound truth of God's liberating power as revealed in John chapter 8 verse 32. This verse illuminates the transformative impact of knowing and embracing God's truth, setting us free from bondage and leading us into a life of spiritual liberation. Knowing the truth. The journey to transformation begins with knowing the truth. God's truth revealed through his word and his son, Jesus Christ. John chapter 8 verse 32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus declares that knowledge of the truth leads to freedom. This truth is not merely intellectual knowledge, but a deep personal understanding of God's revelation. As believers, we are called to immerse ourselves in Scripture, for it is in knowing God's truth that we experience genuine liberation. Psalm 119 verse 105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. In this psalm, the psalmist extols the illuminating power of God's word. And this verse emphasizes that Scripture serves as a source of guidance and direction in our lives. God's word not only enlightens our path, but also reveals his truth, wisdom, and will for us. John chapter 14 verse 6. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Here in the book of John, Jesus boldly declares himself as the exclusive path to God the Father. This verse encapsulates a fundamental truth of Christianity, that salvation and reconciliation with God are possible only through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus is not merely a way, he is the way, the embodiment of truth and the source of eternal life. It was Timothy Keller who said, truth without transformation is not truth fully embraced. The liberating power of truth. God's truth has the power to break chains of sin, falsehood, and spiritual bondage, setting us free to live in alignment with God's will. Romans chapter 6 verse 18. Now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living. The Apostle highlights the transformative power of the Gospel. Through faith in Christ, believers are liberated from the dominion of sin and empowered to live in obedience to righteousness. This verse tells us about the profound change that occurs in the life of a believer, moving from bondage to sin to a life devoted to God's will. Through the Gospel of Jesus Christ, believers are liberated from the dominion of sin and empowered to live victoriously in righteousness. God's truth dismantles strongholds of deception and offers a path to true freedom and abundant life. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. So Christ has truly set us free. Make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Here in Galatians, it emphasizes the freedom that believers have in Christ. Through the sacrifice of Christ, we are liberated from the burden of legalistic observances and the condemnation of the law. This freedom is not a license for indulgence in sin, but a call to walk in the Spirit and live out the values of God's kingdom. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Apostle Paul underscores the role of the Holy Spirit in bringing liberty to believers. The presence of God's Spirit in our lives empowers us to live authentically and victoriously, liberated from the entanglements of sin and legalism. It was Charles Spurgeon who eloquently said, "Truth sets us free by unlocking the shackles of deception and revealing the way to genuine liberty in Christ." Living in the light of truth. As recipients of God's liberating truth, we are called to walk in the light of his word, bearing witness to his transformative power in our lives. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. Ephesians contrasts the former state of spiritual darkness with the newfound identity of believers as children of light. This verse calls believers to live in accordance with their transformed nature, reflecting God's truth and righteousness in a world marked by spiritual darkness. The truth that sets us free demands a response, a life marked by obedience, integrity, and love. As ambassadors of truth, we're called to embody the value of God's kingdom and shine as beacons of hope and transformation in a world longing for liberation. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Matthew illustrates the role of believers as agents of light in a dark world. Jesus exhorts his followers to live visibly transformed lives, demonstrating God's truth and love through their actions. As bearers of God's light, we're called to illuminate the world with the grace and truth of Christ. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. This verse highlights the importance of walking in the light of God's truth, living in fellowship with God and one another. It requires a commitment to truth and transparency. As we embrace God's truth, we experience the ongoing cleansing power of Christ's sacrifice, continually restoring and renewing us. John Stott said, "Living in the truth means reflecting the character of Christ and radiating his love and grace to a broken world." So how do we apply what we've heard to our lives? These scriptures underline the centrality of truth in the Christian life. God's word and the person of Jesus Christ illuminate our path, set us free from sin, and empower us to live righteously. We're called to be beacons of light in this world. May we embrace and embody these truths as we walk with Christ each day. And as we reflect on the liberating power of God's truth, let's commit to studying and applying God's word, allowing his truth to renew our minds and hearts. We also need to embrace the freedom found in Christ, relinquishing areas of bondage and embracing righteous living. Let's share the truth of the gospel with others, inviting them into the life-transforming power of God's word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth that sets us free. May your word dwell richly in our hearts and minds, empowering us to live as beacons of light and agents of transformation in a world in need of your liberating truth. In Jesus' name, Amen. May the sermon inspire your heart to embrace the transformative power of God's truth and walk boldly in the freedom found in Christ. May God bless you, and may you be transformed by the truth of God's word.